And it's Jazz Next here on Radio 3, broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM. We're on digital radio. We're also in high-definition sound online. The time is 11 o'clock. It's time for Jazz on 3, which features the best in contemporary jazz, presented, as always, by Jez Nelson.
Hello and welcome to Jazz on 3, which tonight comes from the Barbican in London on an evening dedicated to the celebration of one of jazz's hidden gems. Actually, this evening's concert is the culmination of a career-long obsession for DJ, Six Music presenter and record collector Giles Peterson. For 30 years, he's been unearthing and then sharing in clubs and on the radio the music of Strata East, a label formed in 1971 by trumpet player Charles Tolliver and pianist Stanley Cowell. Well, in the interval tonight, I'll be chatting with Giles about the story behind the label, which released music from the likes of Pharoah Sanders and Gil Scott-Heron, amongst others, and asking him about its impact on today's music and why, in some senses, Strata East is still a well-kept secret. But first to tonight's gig, featuring the label founders and a cast of Strata East alumni. Well, with me here in the foyer of the Barbican is journalist and another massive Strata East fan, Kevin Legendre. Hi there, Kevin.
Hiya, Jess.
It's an exciting night. I'm going to talk a lot about Strata East with Giles later on, but just quickly, I mean, it had a very sort of wide stylistic output, but broadly speaking, how would you sum up the label?
One of the great independent jazz labels of the 70s that maintained the spirit of John Coltrane, kept it very spiritual, very, very poetic, very profound music with real conviction behind it.
And the two founders, Charles Tolliver, trumpet player, Stanley Cowell on the piano. It's fair to say these are guys who haven't really made a big impact here in the UK. They don't get over here very much, but actually kind of hidden gems, really, aren't they?
Yeah, well, Stanley Cowell actually uses this really, really important term. He talks about unheralded musicians. That was one of the things about Strata. It gave a platform to musicians who weren't widely recognized. And to a certain extent, you can apply that to him as well. Somebody who has a great body of work, who I think for the people who know, he's really revered, but he doesn't have a huge following outside, so it is very special to see him here. Charles Tolliver has been here with his big band a few times before, featuring Billy Harper playing tonight. Hard swinging, hard driving, very intense music. Stanley is at the other end of the spectrum in a lot of ways. Very subtle, very poetic, draws a lot from classical music. That was his initial training. You listen to the impressionistic chords, a lightness of touch that he has. But the combination of Stanley and Charles, who go right back to the late 60s, they play together in Max Roach's group, it is a very, very exciting prospect.
You mentioned their sax player, Billy Harper, almost something of a kind of comeback kid over the last few years. You've been talking about him on this program. He was at the Jazz Festival last year with Randy Weston, and he's been part of that band, The Cookers, with Cecil McBee, the bass player, who's also in the band tonight.
Yeah, so a really nice confluence of history. Billy Harper, let's not forget, was one of the great Strata East recording artists as well. His album Capra Black is an absolute classic. Because the catalogue is so rich, there are so many great titles. If they pull some of that stuff out, I think the crowd's going to go wild.
Well, there's a real buzz in the Barbican tonight.
You can really feel it.
Lots of people come down to check out this special event. We'll chat again after the gig. As I said, I'll be talking to Giles Peterson in the interval about the legacy of Strata East. Let's go to the stage now of the Barbican and hear Charles Tolliver on trumpet, Stanley Cowell piano, Billy Harper tenor sax, Cecil McBee on bass, and Alvin Queen on drums.
Thank you. From one of our most loved Stratovarius LPs, Billy Harper's Copper Brat, and we're going to play for you Cry of Hunger. Thank you. Okay, this next tune, after we play it, I'm going to ask you to tell me the name of it, all right? Okay. Thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you. Okay, for you Strat Ace fans out there, what was the name of that tune? Hey, all right. Real crowd, real fan. Thank you very much. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. Thank you.
There you go, some very dedicated Strata East fans in the audience down at the Barbican, spotting Charles Tolliver's On the Nile. Charles was on trumpet, Stanley Cowell on piano. Those two guys together were the founders of the Strata East label back in the early 1970s. With them, some of the stalwarts of the label, Billy Harper on tenor saxophone, Cecil McBee on bass and Alvin Queen on drums. And we've more from that concert coming up in around about 15 minutes' time. Thank you to all of you who got in touch about the programme a couple of weeks ago, where we explored the 1980s work of Miles Davis, inspired by having Kenny Garrett on the programme. And we put the question out there, well, does it stand up to the test of time, really, the work that he did in the 1980s? Bob Marriott emailed in to say, the Kenny Garrett edition of Jazz on 3 was spoilt for me by the specious and negative discussion of Miles Davis's late electric period, which focused almost exclusively on the album Tutu. 80s style synth isn't everybody's cup of tea, I know, and may sound dated to some, but nevertheless, this and the follow-up album, Amandla, were highly accomplished productions with great tunes that furnished Miles with a wonderful opportunity to connect with new audiences. Thank you for that, Bob. Phil Levine on Twitter said, Miles in the 80s still sounding fresh and distinctive, especially live. I don't think he was trying to be cutting edge, just searching. And Mr. T said, Miles's 80s work should not be overlooked, but it pales against his 50s, 60s work. He set the bar so high, no surprise, really. Do keep them coming in. If you've got comments on anything you hear on Jazz on 3, email us, jazzon3@bbc.co.uk, or you can tweet at BBC Jazz on 3.
I didn't know anything about Stratery, so it was a little bit of a wild guess. Just thought it would be similar to Bluno and took a chance and enjoyed it.
I'm a DJ myself, so I've got lots and lots of vinyl. I do have a few releases by Strata East and the Gil Scott Heron releases. I didn't know that they had such a big back catalogue. But yeah, I do feel them a little bit cultish. I mean, maybe overshadowed by, you know, bigger labels like Blue Note Records. I'll certainly be going away and looking up some of their back catalogue.
Members of the audience at tonight's concert celebrating the legacy of the Strata East label. And as they suggest, if you're not a jazz obsessive, dare I say anorak, then maybe the name Strata East and its music might have passed you by. So is Strata East the best jazz label you've never heard of? Well, joining me now is DJ and Six Music presenter Giles Peterson. Giles, you're instrumental in putting together this concert. I guess you probably got the entire Strata East catalogue on your shelves. How many records? It's not that many, is it, in total?
Hello, Jez. It's 68 records, I think, at last count. 58, right. 68. Well, it's more than a lot of those independent labels, actually, because labels like Black Jazz and Tribe, they released maybe 20 records. So this was the most complete selection of music spanning that period, which is kind of like 1970 to mid-70s, that era.
So before we get into playing some of the music from the label, and including some of the more obscure stuff that you've got in your collection, you know, why is it that it still has a relevance and a resonance today? Why is it that 1,700 people come down to the Barbican to hear it? Why it's sort of cited by a wide range of people, from jazz artists to hip-hop artists?
Well, I think that on one hand it had very exciting, cutting edge new jazz on it. People like Pharoah Sanders, people like Clifford Jordan and Billy Harper, proper straight ahead jazz, but jazz that was trying to push it out a little bit, so they'd be experimenting with voices, choirs, string quartets, spoken word. So there's a record which I'm going to play you in a moment which features Max Roach on a rap with recorded by Brother R, one of the very first releases on Strata East. I think as a DJ and as a collector, I'm looking for music and for breaks and samples. There's tons of great stuff on there, you know, people like DJ Shadow, people like Nas, loads of people have sampled the Strata East catalogue, because it's really good for those bass lines and for those little passages that you can just use in a different context sort of 30 years later. I heard he looks like ya. Why don't your lady write ya? Told her she should visit. That's when she got hyper. Flipping, talking about he acts too rough. He didn't listen. He be ripping while I'm telling him stuff. I was like, yeah. And then they also had people like Gil Scott-Heron on the label. You know, at the end of the day, let's remember that Gil Scott-Heron recorded one of his great albums on Strata East Records. So it was all there, really.
Okay, well, look, we're gonna hear all of the artists that you mentioned there. We're going to certainly hear Gil Scott-Heron at the end of our conversation. But let's start with Pharoah Sanders, perhaps one of the better-known releases on the label. I mean, this sort of often associated with Strataris is this sort of term spiritual jazz. Is that something that's been placed on it retrospectively, or do you think that those guys were aware of it at the time?
No, I don't. I think if you sort of say the word spiritual jazz, then they'll just... No, that's something that was added many years later.
Prince of Peace, won't you hear our plea? Ring your bells of peace, let loving never cease. Prince of Peace, won't you hear our plea? Ring your bells of peace, let loving never cease. Bells of peace, let loving never cease. Oh my love, hey, hey, oh my love, hey, hey, oh my love, hey, hey, oh my love, oh my love, hey, hey, oh my love.
Pharoah Sanders, an album called Ezifo Zam, or My Gifts, and quite a lineup on that: Sonny Fortune, Billy Hart, yes, Cecil McBee, Sonny Sharrock, and Leon Thomas on vocals and percussion. Prince of Peace. So, yeah, probably one of the better-known releases, one of the better-known artists. But as you said, Giles, one of the great things about the label is it was a home for people who weren't getting recorded elsewhere. And I guess some of these people probably have recorded a couple of albums in their lifetimes and they're under their own name.
Yeah, well, one of the musicians, and sadly he was unavailable to come and perform as part of the Strataris All-Stars the other day, because I think he had a really strong part to play in the story of Strataris, is Spike Lee's dad, Bill Lee.
Right, yeah.
The bass player who composed and wrote a lot of great music on various records, and one of his collectives was the New York Bass Violin Choir. That's the kind of thing they would release on Strataris, you know, back in 1975, this record. And one of the songs that was recorded by several artists on the Strataris label, including Clifford Jordan, a great version by Clifford Jordan, actually, but I want to go with the Bill Lee original version of the song John Coltrane, because I think John Coltrane's essence shines above and around and completely within the Strataris record label, and this is kind of the anthem of the label for me.
So another theme that came through, the spiritual jazz thing, retrospective, the influence of John Coltrane, interesting ensembles, and then, of course, not unique to this label, but very strong, the influence of African music, and I guess the sort of what you might now call world music.
Yes, and one record which I listened to again recently, and I was like, oh my God, this is so ahead of its time, is Stanley Cowell's Regeneration album. Stanley Cowell, when he performed at the gig at the Barbican, received a rapturous response. Mm. I think he has a real cult audience of followers, and he tends to play quite a lot in Japan, but he's a musician who's certainly under the radar for a lot of people in the world of jazz, and it shouldn't be that way, because he's made so many fantastic records, including on ECM and recording with quite a few of the greats, Roland Kirk, and being very much at the forefront of experimentation with world music. One of the first musicians to use the finger piano, the kalimba, a little bit like Maurice White from Earth, Wind and Fire. Yes, he was a pianist, yes, he was a composer, but yes, he was also very excited and interested to work with different types of sounds and instruments. I'm a traveling man, never stopping, moving on. I'm a traveling man, trying to understand what's going on. Just because you know I can't see, I'm a traveling man just trying to get along, singing my song. A traveling man walking all over the land. Won't you lend your hand to me and help me to understand? I'm a traveling man, never stopping at you.
You're listening to Jazz on 3 with me, Jez Nelson. We're celebrating the music of Strata East, the label founded in the 1970s by trumpet player Charles Tolliver and pianist Stanley Cowell. We'll have the second half of that concert from the Barbican very soon, but my guest in the studio is Six Music's Giles Peterson, who put the concert together tonight and has been selecting some of his favourites from the Strata East catalogue. So moving through the kind of different facets of the Strata East label that make it special, that kind of unique blend of things. We're going to finish off with music from Gil Scott-Heron, perhaps the most famous poet to emerge from the label. But that was another big theme, wasn't it? Spoken word.
There was some spoken words, and artists like Jane Cortez, she had a wonderful album that came out on Strata East. And I kind of go back to one record, which was the Brother R, aka Robert Northern album, Sound Awareness, which was one of the very first releases on Strata East, and it featured Max Roach. And I think Max Roach is also very much a spiritual guidance for this record label, even though he didn't really release a record under his own name on that label. There was one record by a collective of drummers called Umboom, which is actually the rarest of all the Strata East records because it never came out officially. So there's only promo copies of that. I haven't got that one. It got re-released in Japan on it's a beautiful brown sleeve, and it's definitely one if you can find it. There was only a few hundred of those pressed. This is one for the nerds. But Max Roach appeared as a guest on this Robert Northern album, Sound Awareness, which was amazing in the sense that it's all about sound effects and within jazz on this album. So you can hear reggae on here. You can hear the kind of sound effects that would have been coming out of sound systems. In fact, some of the effects have been used by the classic DJ Shadow album in Introducing, which was one of the great electronic albums of all time. Absolutely pilfered this record, the original. And on side two of the album, there's this jazz rap, shall we say, way ahead of before that term was kind of invented. And guess who's on the rap? It's Max Roach. And so, it's rap slash spoken word, post Last Poets, pre Gil Scott-Heron, throw it all in, on Strata East, Robert Northern, Brother R.
The power of love can drag you away from me. Yes, it can, yes, it can, yes, it can. Yes, it can.
Why do you think that Strata East remains relatively unknown compared to the kind of classic jazz labels, Blue Note, Impulse, etc.?
because it hasn't been compiled to death and marketed to death, because it was a cooperative, it was a profit share record label. The artists came in, they recorded their records, they walked out with the tapes. So if a record label wants to license it or compile the records, you have to go to each individual artist to get the licensing and to get the paperwork done. So that's why, you know, it's very rare to see, you know, a true collection of Strawberry's music.
So we're going to finish off with, I guess, ultimately, what's the most famous single piece of music that came out on Strawberry's. Actually, we won't play this track, but The Bottle from Gil Scott-Heron was on the album Winter in America, which came out in 1973, which was undoubtedly one of his finest records.
Yes, indeed. And I think it took both Stanley and Charles a little bit by storm that it became this hit, when they got a phone call from a well-known record shop in the Village in New York, from the buyer there, and said, "Hey guys, you know, this Bottle thing, it's gonna go," and it went. You know, that was their crossover hit, and you know, again, it wasn't something that was marketed or anything. It was just one of those natural, organic moments in where jazz and spoken word and rap, they, you know, they had their moment where they were at that tipping point, and the rest is history.
What track would you like us to finish with?
Let's play Peace Go With You, Brother. Such a great track from Gil Scott-Heron with Brian Jackson. Let's not forget that. Winter in America.
Giles, thank you very much for sharing your passion for Strawberry's.
Thank you.
Peace go with your brother. Don't make no sense for us to be arguing now. Time is right up on us now, brothers. Don't make no sense for us to be arguing now. All of your children and all of my children are gonna have to pay for our mistakes someday. Yes, and until then, may peace guide your way. Peace go with your brother, wherever you go. Peace go with your brother.
From the album Winter in America from 1973 on Strawberry's Records. The album contains the classic tune, which crossed over in a big way, The Bottle, but that was a tune called Peace Go With You, Brother. We should say, yeah, Gil Scott-Heron with Brian Jackson. Right, time now to go back to the Barbican stage for another half hour or so of music from the Strata East live band. That's Charles Tolliver on trumpet, Stanley Cowell on piano, Billy Harper tenor sax, Cecil McBee bass, Alvin Queen drums, and joining them for this second half, the vocalist Gene Kahn. Gene Kahn became famous in later years for recording some soul and disco hits. She didn't actually ever record for the Strata East label, but she did record for the Black Jazz label, which was kind of a very similar affair. Here she is joining the Strata East All-Stars.
Composer, maestro, Cecil McKean.
the band is swinging hard. It's time to step up from stretch, stretch. Gotta open up your axe and snap the feet now, no, and stretch, stretch. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good call, good call. Thank you.
that you don't know. Speak about what you can hear. Run the world and fix and keep you all up high. No,
Stanley Cowell at the piano, Stanley Cowell. Billy Harper on the tenor saxophone. Cecil McBee on the bass. Alvin Queen on the drum. And the one and only Gene Kahn at the vocals. We thank you so very much. Thank you. Charles Tolliver.
Thank you so much. You've been such a gracious audience. We need to be playing here every night. I don't want to go back to New York. We will be back. We will be back. We're going to encore for you from my alter ego, Stanley, in his wonderful Strata East offering from a Regeneration LP. We're going to do I'm Trying to Find a Way. Thank you.
seeking love and feelings. I'll never, 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 never stop searching for love. Ooh, if only we could see our lives together. Oh, just searching the good of our hearts. Ooh, 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 we have to find a way. Got to find a way. Oh, the one that we did, the one that we did.
Special band put together for just a couple of performances, reuniting some of the most famous musicians on the Strata East label. The label was founded by Charles Tolliver, who played trumpet tonight, and Stanley Cowell, who was on the piano. On the bass was Cecil McBee. Alvin Queen was on drums. Billy Harper played the tenor saxophone. And their special guest tonight was vocalist Gene Kahn. Recorded specially for Jazz on 3 down here at the Barbican in London. Joining me once again after that show is Radio 3 presenter and journalist Kevin Legendre. Kevin, we were saying before there was a real buzz here. A lot of people who'd come out very excited to hear music from the Strata East label. And did it live up to your expectations?
Yes, I think there are a few stumbles, as it were. But what I think what was really significant is the fact that the connection between the audience and the music was so strong that didn't matter too much. They put it this way, when they did Effie, from the first bar, you could hear people sighing.
Yeah, beautiful, Stanley Cowell.
They really wanted to hear that tune. And I think that kind of pushed the musicians along. Also when they did Billy Harper's Cry of Hunger.
Yeah, that was the highlight
for me. It was majestic.
Yeah.
They found their mojo, they kind of hit the high point there. As I say, that sense of the audience being completely connected to the music as well was very strong.
Yeah, and it's the kind of music, you just don't hear that kind of music live very often. I'm so used to listening to that era on record, but that sort of vocalese combined with the kind of free element, but also that undercurrent of a sort of soul jazz feeling. It's
blues.
It's a unique sound.
It's the majesty of the blues. It's the heat and the richness of the blues, which we come back to that Billy Harper composition, Cry of Hunger. It was definitely in there.
And as you said earlier on, Stanley Cowell has a beautiful touch, and I think another one of the favourite moments for me was Effie when he was just playing with the trio. That was really nice to hear that.
Yeah, the subtlety, the fact that he hangs back sometimes as well. He doesn't just give you a continuous flurry of phrases. There's a lot of space in what he does. And there's a poetic quality to the way that he composes and improvises. And at times, when they really, really nailed it, they did invoke the spirit of Max Roach, circa 1970, Members Don't Get Weary, that incredible album which both Charles and Stanley played on. That small group with a really intense sound, you know, in the moments of the gig where it really worked, that was the image that popped into my mind.
Well, I can tell you what, there are a lot of smiling faces down here at the Barbican tonight. I kind of did a straw poll on the way out. People really seem to enjoy it. Thank you very much, Kevin. Actually, very quickly, a couple of the members in that band, Cecil McBee and Billy Harper, are back in the UK in a couple of weeks' time playing at Ronnie Scott's with the Cookers. a band that you've raved about on this program a couple of times before.
That's going to be a great gig. I saw them last year. I've seen Billy with Randy Weston just last year at the London Jazz Festival. It's going to be fantastic.
And if you're into the spiritual jazz side of things, it's still time to catch up with a jazz lineup from a couple of weeks ago on the Radio 3 website featuring the British saxophonist Nat Burchill. Just time to tell you that poet and improviser Michael Horowitz celebrates his 80th birthday over the coming Easter weekend with a series of poetry super jam gigs at the Pheasantry in Chelsea alongside the likes of Bobby Wellens and Alex Hawkins. And you can hear Michael in conversation with Ian McMillan of the Radio 3's The Verb on next week's Jazz on 3. Also on the programme, we have music from the Marsden Jazz Festival. Composer Simon Fell performs new music, bringing together New Orleans and free improvisation. So thank you very much, Kevin LeJohnda, for being down here at the Barbican with me.
My pleasure.
Thanks also to Giles Peterson for sharing his love of the Strata East label with us earlier on tonight. Thanks to my producer, Chris Elcombe. From me, Jazz Nelson, good night.